This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum Soap and Deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Good news. I think it's time we had some frickin' real good news. Hello and good news, everybody. I'm here after much technical peril with Connor McKay.
Hey, all my fans.
He was nice enough to sit here for an hour while I realized that one of my mics is broken.
Hannah's exaggerating. It was only 3 hours that I've been sitting here.
But we're here, we're on my couch, it's freaking Monday, it's the new year, we're here with my cat, who's doing great. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh man, I didn't make any, like, hard and fast resolutions, but, this is embarrassing, last Thursday I was at, the library, and,
That's my cat.
Dude, we're doing great. Hannah's cat and I are becoming fast friends. I didn't make any hard and fast resolutions, but I opened up a Google Doc at the library and just wrote down like 25 things that I want to do this year, including just like basically finishing projects that I plan to finish, preparing myself for things I want to be doing. So stuff like that. Nothing huge, but yeah, I had resolutions like be more direct with people.
Try to have
a healthy perspective, like before judging something or getting mad at someone, think of their perspective, because I don't always do that.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Did you have any?
No, not really. Oh, I guess, I mean, every year I'm just like, just try and like do better at everything. I think that's like basically every resolution
is. That is, if you break it down at the root of every resolution, just like be better.
Just be better at stuff.
Yeah.
Get better at stuff, acquire more skills.
Yes.
Get better jobs, be a better human.
Have your tax stuff ready before it's the last 14th. Minute.
Yeah. I guess like an actual a finite thing that I'm trying to do is to only buy, aside from like household items and some specific things, only buy things either handmade or locally made or secondhand. Which, man, I kind of already do, but
I'm already great.
I just don't buy that many things. Like, I guess when I buy clothes, I usually go to Crossroads.
Sure.
But there'll just be no more of like getting a tank top at Forever 21 or that kind of stuff.
What is Crossroads? Like, because I've passed by that a million times.
Oh, you should go in.
Because it's, can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
This is the ad for
our new sponsor, Crossroads. What if that would be such a great lead-in?
That would.
It's a secondhand store, but it's all like pretty nice stuff. Mm-hmm. I've tried to sell stuff there, and they are they're like so picky.
Oh, okay.
They're like, we're not going to purchase any of this from you today. You can do trade-ins, like if you have nice stuff. Yeah, so they have really cool stuff.
That's awesome.
It's like not high-end, but it's like they're pretty picky about what mm-hmm. they will sell. It has to be in good condition, and it has to be like in the season.
Yeah.
And it has to be not crappy.
It has to be trendy.
They have good shoes. Oh, but so I won't be buying tennis shoes or like underwear. That's the stuff that I will still order online.
You're not going to go and get secondhand undies?
Yeah.
But they have so many stories in them. Hopefully.
And also not locally made, because locally made underwear, I know it exists, but it's so expensive. Like yeah. handmade underwear stuff.
I've never looked. I haven't. I've thought about doing like MeUndies a bunch of times, but I never pulled the trigger.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. Don't attack the mic.
Sorry for any bumps. My cat is really attracted to the microphone. Okay. But yeah, so I guess that's my main like finite resolution.
That's cool.
No more buying stuff. Like I'm gonna really have to, it'll have to really be a
like something you need.
Yeah. That's also my cat, if you can hear with a gross sound.
Yeah. I mean, it was just scratching its ear, but that was I didn't expect that sound.
Okay. I have to put him away. 1 second. Bye, dude. Okay.
Are we live?
My cat's in my room. In case I have to edit out all of that, this is Connor McKay.
Hey, I'm back.
He's a very funny improviser and, you know, is in the whole world of what we all do here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The biz.
That's what, as we all refer to it as the biz.
What are you're on a couple of teams, right?
Yeah. I'm on a team, my team that performs the most is called the Interns. It's just literally made up of a bunch of former interns at the theater that we just wanted to practice with, and then it became a team, and now we like each other. Yeah. And then I'm on a fun new three-man team called Kicker. We have practice today. We're gonna get so good.
Get so good at
yeah
improv.
Just a few indie teams.
Awesome indie world. Okay, well, since you've been sitting here for an hour, do you want to hear some good news?
I would love to hear some good news.
Okay, let's see. Oh, I'm gonna start with this. Is crazy. This guy got fired for attending his son's birth.
Oh.
Instead of going to work. That didn't sound like good news at all.
I don't know. It sounds great. He's got more time to spend
with
his newborn.
I wish I should do this one in the middle. I think maybe I'll start, because I have Animal Corner and Small Town News always. Uh-huh. I kind of want to start having a section that's like the week's greatest GoFundMe. Because every
cool.
week I find something new where it's like a GoFundMe got started for somebody and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It usually ends up being a story. So I might just make the GoFundMe.
That's a
thing,
really good idea.
A segment. So this week's GoFundMe is this guy, Lamar Austin. He had just gotten a new job, and so he was working as a security guard for as a security mm-hmm. guard for Salerno Protective Services, which you know, boo on them for the rest
boo
of the story.
Boo on Salerno.
So his wife went into labor on. When was New Year's Eve? Was it...
New Year's Eve was Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
So she went into labor on Friday night, and he sent a text message to his boss, like, explaining the situation, and, like, my wife's in labor, she's gonna have our baby.
Oh my gosh.
I might need somebody to stop at work. And he was in his first, like, 90 days of this new job. And his boss texted him back, "You're forcing my hand. If you aren't in work by 8 tomorrow, we are going to terminate you." And so he was there through, she went into labor Friday night, and then the baby was born 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. So it's also the first New Year's baby in New Hampshire.
Oh, nice.
This is in New Hampshire, by the way. But immediately after his baby was born, he got a text from his boss being like, "You're fired for not showing up to work.
Thank you.
Yeah, right? So, but then this story was published in the local newspaper and seen by a former, like, town board member. I guess this also counts as small town news a little bit.
Gotta hit all those corners at once.
Yeah, double corner. So she started a GoFundMe campaign for the couple to ease the stress of the, like, financial.
Yeah.
And within 2 days, it, like, hit over $2,000. Let's see what it's at right now. Now it's at almost 7,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In like a week.
Yeah. So, and their goal is 10,000.
And this is probably just up covering everything because he's probably still fired, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his boss is at this point like, well, there's bad press about me out there. I don't really want to hire this guy again. Yeah. But like, so this stuff is covering a lot for them, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I guess also, he immediately like received from like three different employers contacted him and was like, do you need a job? We can give you a job.
That's it turned out to be a good thing.
A good news story. I can't believe that. I also just like, duh. Oh, okay. If you don't come into work for your security job.
Yeah.
That's a thing. It's like a blue collar job, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to go see my baby being born, you prick.
Yeah. You're forcing my hand?
Yeah.
Like, you should leave anything to be there for that.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have... I mean, is that not something that's normally protected by, like, HR? Maybe at, like, a short-term... Not a short-term job, but he was there less than 90 days.
Yeah, so he was in, like, his trial period,
yeah.
It said. So, but still, I mean...
Whatever.
I've talked about this in past episodes before. Like, America's whole setup for maternity leave and, like, families mm-hmm. who are having babies, it's a bad. We gotta get together with that.
This is perfect. I want to talk about Trump this whole podcast. Hannah just gave me an in. I'm pivoting. I'm kidding. Yeah. It's completely different in every other country. Aren't mm-hmm. we one of... Okay, here we go. That's starting. I think it should all be better. That's all I'll say. Yeah. It's not great. We are one of few countries who doesn't provide that.
Yeah, it just needs to be... it needs to be so much better. But at least in the meantime, GoFundMe exists. And that's this week's GoFundMe, which I'm going to start now. Always having a section.
That's awesome.
And I'm like... Not like somebody should necessarily get a congratulations for leaving their job to go see their kid, because that's sort of a natural instinct. Yeah. But also, yeah,
you yeah, need for jobs. Sure.
It's like a really, that's a scary situation to be in, to have your boss be like, especially when you're having a newborn kid.
Yeah.
You have to have money.
Yeah.
And so to have your boss, and your wife's not going to be able to work. So to have your boss be like, you're fired. And just to have the faith, like, no, I need to be there for this. It's going to work out.
Yeah.
I don't care. I think that's awesome.
I mean, because you're right. It's easy to be like, oh, of course you're going to be there. But this person's probably taking, like, a bigger risk than a lot of people in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if he's at a job that has a 90-day trial period. There's yeah. probably a reason that they have that for that sort of job. So
yeah.
this might have been, like, a big opportunity for him.
Yeah.
And he didn't have anything for a while. So, yeah.
Put my hat back on.
Yeah. Double hats.
Yeah. Good one. Good on you, Lamar. And if anybody feels like checking out the GoFundMe page, I'll put it on my blog. Let's see. Next story.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, so I have two that'll kind of like go into each other because they're both about helping. Actually, I have so many good environmental ones this week. So I guess UPS has made a thing called the Cargo Cruiser,
mm-hmm.
which is like a bike. Let's see, I don't want to mess the mic up too much, but.
Whoa.
Like bike delivery for UPS. And it's an electrically powered bike because, yeah, carrying a ton of packages on a bike would be very hard if you're just using only your legs.
Yeah.
but they're trying to slash their their carbon footprint. So they're thinking about doing switching to electrically powered. It's like, for those of you listening, I mean, everybody except Connor and I, it's a little electrical bike with like a window screen in front of it for, so that they don't hit bugs, I'm guessing. And then a trailer, like a small trailer in the back part.
It kind of looks like they cut like an eighth of a UPS truck off the back. They put that on wheels and it's attached to a bike that's like towing it. And it has like one of, you know, those small helicopters that just have that big glass. You're like, looks like you're in a glass orb.
Yes.
That's kind of just like part of that.
That was a perfect description. Thank you.
I pride myself on those. But that is cool.
So they're starting it in Portland, Oregon, of course.
That explains the leaves on the ground in that picture, as well as the weather.
And the green grass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Portland's fondly called Bike City, USA.
Is that true?
So the, I guess so. It's in quotes. Bike City. So they have a new sustainability goal where they're just trying to clean up and use alternative fuel and... So they're rolling out. They want to do 1 billion clean miles.
So just one state.
1 billion miles of clean fuel.
That's cool.
Thanks.
I wonder how that works. Will they have more UPS centers spread around the country if this does go well? And then from those centers, the bikes will go off into shorter distances than like a truck would cover.
Yeah, because you would think, because they can't really go on the highway. Or maybe what they'll do is use alternative fuels for the big trucks.
Yeah.
And then once they get into town, disperse them throughout like bikes situation and electric.
Yeah.
Small electric
vehicles.
That
seems like that would make sense.
And it is kind of funny to me. I guess they are powered by foot a little bit. It's probably a mix of foot and...
Electric.
So I was going to say, I feel like a tiny electric car would be about the same.
Maybe the pedal power that this person's generating, like, contributes to the electricity.
Yeah, I bet so.
That you're using.
Oh, yeah. Like a windmill.
Yeah.
Sure. We know exactly how it all works.
Yeah. We're good
scientists.
At this. So, hey, me too.
We get it.
So that are they rolling that out now? Has that just started?
Yeah. It seems, it's starting in Portland, I feel like. Of course, bicycle delivery it was first tested in 2012 in Europe by UPS.
That was like a whole generation ago.
I know, that was a half a decade ago.
It's funny how stuff around the world slowly... gets other places.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was in 2012. You think that would be something that we might already have, but it just slowly trickles here and stuff here gets other places slowly.
Yeah. It's a big world out there, you know? I need to fix my bike. I have a bike. It's outside and my wheel is being annoying. I just need to fix it and ride it more places.
Yeah.
I was riding it when the first week I got it up and going, I like had a ton of lights on it, and I was riding it everywhere. It was great. That should be a part of my New Year's
resolution
thing.
At least you could ride it the places that are close. I had a bike when I first moved out here because I had one in college, and so I just like moved it out because I didn't go to school too far away.
Yeah.
And I used it for the first year just a little bit, but then I stopped using it, and I haven't had it here for like 2 years now. But it would be a lot of the stuff that I do is really close to me, and just to where walking is inconvenient.
It takes,
it's like
that's 45 minutes to walk.
Yeah, it's like that's a mile away.
Yeah.
Or like a mile and a half, and driving feels just irresponsible.
Yeah. Yep. Every time I drive to the clubhouse, which is where is the theater that we all do improv at, it's like a mile from my house. Mm-hmm. And every time I drive, it's great because I can leave 5 minutes before I need to be there.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping the world, Hannah. So I'm going to buy secondhand underwear and...
and ride my bike with one wheel.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of... Oh, that just reminded me. When I first moved here, I bought a bike from Target. But mm-hmm. instead of just... I feel like one thing I've learned is just pay the... In my adultness, pay the little bit of extra money to have the better thing
yeah.
that you'll keep for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I got the heaviest bike. And it's so heavy and so slow. And I would ride it from Culver City to Santa Monica where I worked. And I was like facing the ocean headwinds. And it took me an hour to do it, which it was... I could have run there. And that, it was
yeah.
like 6 miles away. And I would ride my bike and it took me an hour.
How?
And I would show up for my job at the restaurant and just look like an absolutely insane person.
Yeah. Because you've been through a lot in 6 miles on a heavy-ass bike.
It was so heavy. I was like, why didn't I just pay the extra $50 to get, like, the better... It's a Target bike, so they're all
yeah.
kind of bad. Just get the...
the little better one.
Yeah.
There are a lot of... Sometimes I'll think about it. There are items that are worth spending a little more on, stuff that you just should have a good version of.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of trouble thinking of an example right now, but you don't want, I have nothing. I was going to say, you don't want bad coasters. You want good coasters.
But classic example.
Yeah.
The classic coaster.
I think
problem.
That one pretty much nails it.
Pay the extra for the locally made recycled coasters
yeah.
from a good company that will last you 15 years, you know?
Exactly.
Well, go bike, people. This leads me into, I guess, speaking of environments, freaking all Dutch trains are running on 100% wind power. All of them.
Wow.
In Dutch. In Dutch.
Oh, I want to go to Dutch. In the Netherlands.
started at on January 1st, all electrical trains in the Netherlands are powered by 100% clean, renewable wind energy.
Wow.
Wind energy is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wind is so annoying, and to find a way for it to be a protagonist in the world instead of an antagonist is great.
It's a real success story. You know, wind's tough journey that it's had.
It's the ugly duckling.
It is.
It's a swan.
Well, I agree with you. I really don't like the wind. It's just because it's the most annoying element.
Yeah.
It gets in your face. It whirls you around. It blows old people over.
It's the biggest problem.
That's
is
what I
all
really...
the old people just toppling over,
and then we have to pick them up. That's probably a general consensus. Wind is kind of annoying, but then there are a lot of benefits to it, like especially energy now,
yeah,
and you know, pollination and stuff. I was thinking recently.
A pollination, the newest wind helpfulness, pollination.
Yes,
the newest discovery. Yeah, pollination has always been good, but yeah, the wind energy, it is. It's turning into a real swan.
Yeah.
It's useful. Yeah, because I always felt like wind was definitely, it's like the little brother of all the elements that's just like messing with your hair.
Yeah. And it's, well, I guess.
Pushing people.
I was about to say, it's invisible, so no one notices it, but then again, so is temperature. That is not... Oh, man.
But I get what you're saying. Out of, like, snow and rain and
yeah.
those kind of elements.
Yeah, water. Other than water.
Water and fire.
Yeah.
It is. Out of earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah.
It is
the least
the
visible.
Invisible.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I've got great examples. That's something everyone's going to learn about me.
Pollination. Invisibility.
Old people falling over.
The Dutch train company, NS, ferries over 600,000 people per day, which is equal to 1.2 billion kilowatts, kWh. Should have looked that up before I started telling this.
I'm cool with kilowatts for that. Yeah.
Of electricity per year. about the same amount of electricity used by all households in Amsterdam is what it's equivalent to. That's a freaking lot.
That's significant. That's impactful. Man.
Yeah.
I wonder, so this is just a just me asking a question that neither of us probably know the answer to.
Shoot,
but
go for
but
it.
That's obviously a really great source of energy that they're using to like power this entire transportation system, which mm-hmm. is a huge deal. Do countries like ours just not oh god, here we go. Do countries are like ours not I'm sorry.
No,
not use
okay.
them because of like our stake and investment in like the oil industry?
Yes.
Wow.
That I would say I would say like 100% of the reason that we are not using more renewable and clean energy is because of money, which I hate. But in one of the other podcasts, like what's happening now is and I think will hopefully continue to happen because India just became like almost the number one solar powered. Like they're switching everything to solar power.
Wow.
And then there was another one I did a couple weeks ago about so the amount of money it is saving and ending up contributing mm-hmm. back is people are starting to be like, oh, I see.
Yeah. Like, it's getting the, is it, it's so I'm guessing it's getting the attention of the people who have the power to change that, or it's like
more so than it has in the
yeah.
past. I mean, like we could have done this so long ago, solar
yeah.
power and wind power, but it's just because of money. And it's like an awkward transition thing where the people who are making billions of dollars right now would have to go they need to switch where their money, people, how can I say this?
It's crazy because I know
smart.
What you're going to say.
Yeah.
Because I saw your hand, the hand motions.
I do a lot
for
of
everyone
hand
listening,
motions.
That it really sealed the deal.
I was moving money from one pile into another. Like,
yeah, you know what?
Like a balance.
She's doing a balance scale and that's helping me figure it out.
Yeah. But I mean, I would say part of it is like it takes a big cost up in the beginning to set up this type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But then it pays off so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so... yeah, it just all has to do with, I hate money so much. I mean, it's the only way with the amount of people there are in the world, it's the only like trade system of that works, it seems like. But
yeah.
it also makes everything terrible.
Yes.
It corrupts people and it also it's just there's no it.
Yeah, I'd say it's contributed to some bad things.
So many bad
yeah.
things. Everything bad in the world.
Even
I
mean, even like I feel like this is a smaller example, but in our daily lives, like we're doing fine, we're supporting ourselves, living out here, trying to do things with our lives. But I feel like every day I think about my financial situation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, this is how I'm doing now, but I've got to look forward to because now I'm doing this and that, whether it's paying for insurance or just wondering where the next paycheck's going to come from.
Yeah.
So. And I have, it's easy for me. Like, my life's easy.
Yeah.
Let alone someone who has, like, a family.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I think about that all
yeah.
the time. I don't even know how.
No.
I get stressed out paying for my cat's vet visits and food. I'm like, I don't know how you would have a whole another human.
Yeah.
And people.
And they
yeah.
last a lot longer than most animals, too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the last thing I'll say. I don't want to head into politics with this statement, but did you see the Bernie Sanders just recently addressed how minimum wage, literally nobody in the United States can survive off of a 40-hour week job minimum, getting paid minimum wage.
And that's
not
the federal
single,
minimum wage? It's like $8.50 or whatever
yeah.
it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally nobody in California to survive off of a minimum wage job, you would have to work 90 hours a week. There's like a photo that shows all the different states and like how many hours a week you would have to work to just survive. It's insane.
That's, that makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, even the $10 minimum wage, that's, so if you're working in California, it's $10
mm-hmm.
now, 40 hours a week. That's $400 a week.
That's not.
That is not
very much.
Even no.
And you don't. And you they only, you only see like 300 of that.
Yeah, after taxes.
So you make what?
$1,200
a month.
My bills are like over $1,500.
Yeah.
So, and most people's are.
Yeah.
Just, and I live, I'm splitting my, like I pay low rent for mm-hmm. where we live.
So unless you live in like a one bedroom with four people and don't have a car. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
Nope. It doesn't work out. So yes, money is the reason for all terrible things in the world is my long answer to that.
This is why I'm here.
but we're slowly getting there. There's, I mean, every week that I look up good news articles, there's always something about clean energy in the environment. Oh, I remember what the one last week was, or two, three weeks ago. Google is like going to all clean energy or awesome. Renewable. And so bigger companies are making the transition. That's what it was. I was like, okay, if big companies like Google start to do this and put up, and they're like, we are going to save $1 billion a year by doing this. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, okay, now there's a dollar sign next to it. People will start. They just have to have the reason of money to be able to do it.
Yep.
As opposed to the reason of our entire world caving in on itself.
Which is far less
important.
But,
you important. Know, whenever.
Yeah. Hey, money's cool. You can do fun stuff with money.
Yeah. Okay, one other. Here's another good environment thing. So this guy in Kenya, Agon, or wait, sorry. No, his name is not Agon Oscar. There is a guy in Kenya who is not named Agon Oscar. That's a different part of the story. He was tired of seeing trash all the time on the beaches mm-hmm. in his city. So he started recycling plastic waste. It is Agon Oscar. Well, good Lord, Hannah.
Wait, so is he or is he not?
Dun, dun, dun! Agon Oscar has been dead for 55 years! he is the founder of Continental Renewable Energy, which is a small recycling company based in Nairobi that collects garbage, and it turns it into road signs and poles.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is a great way to deal with that.
Yeah.
mostly plastics, and anytime that the Kenya National Highways Authority has bought over 28,000 poles from Agon's company, which has saved, here we go, dollar signs, people, dollar signs. Save the
Visualize
government.
Visualize it. See it. Imagine it.
Balance.
There's a balance scale here.
The money from one pot into the other. It saved the government millions of dollars.
Glad we got a specific number on that.
Yeah. Exactly millions of dollars.
Well, that, yeah.
So 1 kilogram of plastic waste, I think this must mean being recycled. Okay, 1 kilogram of plastic waste saves 2.5 kilogram of carbon emissions. And for every 10 plastic posts produced, like the poles that they make, mm-hmm. one tree is saved. So, hey.
I think that's good.
Recycling is definitely the best bet in conserving the environment, quoted Agon.
That's one thing that, like, I'm not a great environmentalist or anything, but that's one thing that I do take seriously is recycling, because it's so easy. Like, it's unnecessary, but I've gotten, not in fights, but, like, verbal battles with mm-hmm. past roommates for not doing recycling.
Yeah.
Just out of pure laziness.
Yeah.
But I also understand that I'm kind of like a stickler about that kind of stuff. But it's really important.
It's very
important.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, put your laziness aside for this.
Yeah. It's the world, people. I get really lazy about recycling sometimes. But you know what I think is cool?
Do we need
cool?
to have a talk?
We'll talk
about it. Can we pause the podcast?
One thing I do think is cool, or a positive thing coming out of a not so positive thing, the homeless population in LA is, we have a huge homeless population. Mm-hmm. It's a bad deal. But I do think something that's kind of cool is so many of the homeless people will go around and pull everything that can be recycled out of trash cans and then take it in and get money for it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, it's like a weird system.
It is, yeah.
And I've just observed, because I'm from a small town, so that doesn't exist in my town. But like watching that happen, seeing, you know, every week that my building's trash goes out front, like the same dude will come by and just go through and pull out plastic bottles and cans and put them in this thing and then.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
We had you'd been to my old house a few times, but we had a little gate right inside of the, like right next to my, outside of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So through, just past my window. And that was where our trash cans sat. And then we'd roll them out to the street when it was trash day and pull them back. But I mean, people like my roommates or the people who lived next door to us who'd share the trash cans would just put bags of trash, of course, in the trash cans, but they would always have recycling. So the same people would go through it every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, the only thing this is inconveniencing is, like, my comfort. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's – yeah. You see people going through that all the time and getting recycling out.
Right. I know. I have my – I'm like, not to say that it's a great thing and be lazy and don't worry about the things you put in – bottles you put in the trash, but it is kind of a – and also, like – it's just a weird system that seems to work.
I think the city also goes through trash anyway and takes it out. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to do that ahead of time.
Yeah. Do it yourselves, especially if you live not in LA, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But it is cool that some people who are homeless are able to, like, do that and then get some money. Environment. That was a very large environment corner.
Hey, it's important.
It is important. Recycle. Buy things at secondhand shops, you guys. Don't buy things from Forever 21. That was my main thing about my New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. Like, clothes. I am super stingy.
Back to
the money thing we were talking about earlier. I just, like, I won't buy things a lot. And when I do, and how cheap can I get it for?
Yeah.
So I'll buy crap. Like the bike. I'll buy crappy things sometimes. But companies that make fast turnover fashion like that, it just, you know, it like gets a hole in it 2 weeks after wearing it.
Yeah.
You throw it away or take it to the Goodwill, and the Goodwill gets so much stuff every day that actually a lot of it still gets thrown away.
Yeah.
And it just ends up in our ocean. Just like clothes at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't buy stuff very often either, like, especially clothes. Like, I wish I bought more clothes, because clothes are cool.
They're cool.
I want to look cool. but I don't buy them very often, but I should probably buy, like, a good shirt.
Right. As opposed to the $2 one that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to switch over into that. And also, like, trying to buy more stuff from local shops or, like, handmade things or frickin' Etsy. Okay, this one... this one is crazy.
Uh-oh.
This 88-year-old Saskatoon man. Saskatoon is in Canada. It's one of the biggest cities there, which I found out today. I didn't know.
They have the great city names
there.
Yeah,
they do. Saskatoon. He has made over 10,000... oh, this segues perfectly into the homeless thing. He's made over 10,000 socks for shelters, homeless shelters across Canada, with a homemade knitting machine. He made a knitting machine in his living room. It's like two machines. Because his friend was like, I don't think you could make a knitting machine that would be cheap and work easily. And he did. And he's 88 years old. And he, like, it's two super-powered machines that can knit 90 stitches a second.
Whoa.
And, he's made 10,000 pairs of socks with it.
Does it tell it all? Like, do these machines just make the whole sock?
So what it does is he also has his friend, his two friends, 85-year-old George Slater, and 92-year-old, Glenn Sully, and the youngest of the bunch, the youngster, who's 65. Barney Sullivan.
At what age do you have to have, like, your age labeled before your name is said? Because that was every one of them.
They're called, also, I didn't realize this, the article referred to him as octogenarian. which I was like, what is that? I thought it was some sort of job title. It's anybody who's over 80. Or like between 80 and 90.
Oh, okay.
Octogenarian. I was like, I didn't know that was a term for people.
Yeah.
But it is.
What was the reason for classifying that?
I think that whoever was writing it was trying to spice up their articles. And they're like, the octogenarian has now finished making 10,000 pairs of socks. So what it does is, it like pumps out. So it knits into like a sock tube. Mm-hmm. And so then his other friends, and this is all in his living room. His other friends help by like cutting it into sock sizes, and then they like cut the tubes to sock lengths, and then they sew them into socks.
It's awesome.
And Custom Woolen Mills, which is right near Calgary, they donate the wool.
Okay.
So
wow,
like a ton of wool just shows up at his apartment,
and they make socks.
Yeah, he made the knitting machine himself, though, is what is crazy to me. I would not even know where to start.
Yeah. I'm very, very terrible with old machinery.
Yeah.
I guess it's something that my brain can sort of figure out because I like that sort of thing, and if there's ever like a small thing that goes wrong at my apartment, I can figure it out in the poor way.
Yeah.
Like, I can find a way to make something work and go
like
and fix it.
Yeah,
but it's never good and it never lasts very long.
Yeah, I'm
so
the same way.
That sort of, it's always stuff that I'm not good, that I'm especially not good at, that impresses me the most and is the most fascinating. Like, this.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's so awesome. It's like a bunch of, you know, cranks and turns and things going up and down, old school.
Yeah.
machine. Industrial Revolution type of machine. Well, and I guess these types of machines are used to make all clothes, but.
Do you think they listen to music when they make these socks?
I hope so. Oh, man.
I want to find out what tunes they're listening
what tunes
to.
What tunes they've got on. Yeah. I love it. It's just a bunch of old guys making socks all the time. What else do I want to talk about? I have I have too many things this week. So I'll cut it down a little bit. This one we'll just briefly talk about.
Cool.
Anjali Lama is the first transgender model to walk the ramp at India's premier fashion event. Which I feel like, has that even happened in America, other than, like, America's Next Top Model, to have a transgender?
Has that happened on a, because I'll be honest and say I don't follow model things.
You don't follow, Connor.
I'm not a model things person.
model things?
Yeah, but I would, that does seem like that might be the first.
She's actually from Nepal, I think it's so cool that transgender, there just is so much good stuff going on with like LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And Nepal, like, well, Nepal used to be under with the conflict with the Maoist in 2006, like after a decade of being under Maoist stuff, they finally started to acknowledge that it was like not until 2006 that they started to acknowledge LGBT rights and stuff.
Really?
So it's like, it's a super big deal. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because
as much as like things have become, places have become so much more accepting of, you know, the LGBTQ community, it's some things are still just way up in the air. And I think a lot of it has to do with competition, just the things I'm thinking of, whether it be, modeling, athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would seem like in the Olympics that you wouldn't be able to be, I don't know.
Oh.
It seems like
that,
something.
I don't know if there's been like an
example of that.
Yeah, a first with that yet.
But that's because modeling to me would seem like something that would be late to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so that's, you know, encouraging that
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah, and especially, I guess it kind of makes sense just because modeling is so, like, they love the, there's also male models, and the androgynous look has been, like, so hot.
Yeah,
the
oh, past, for sure. Like,
decade. But still, for, to have a big fashion show, like, the one of the biggest fashion shows in India have a transgender model is so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And yeah, that's just a little, I didn't do a whole ton of research into that one, so that's just more of a little blurb, but she's beautiful too.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous person.
Yeah. So cool. Okay, this one, this will kind of be the small town news. It's not necessarily small town, but on Interstate 80 near Blakesley, Pennsylvania, there was a crash, and so that all of traffic was at like a complete standstill the next morning because there was an overnight crash. And so instead of getting pissed off, a bunch of families got out and started making snowmen on the side of the road.
Because they were just stuck there?
Yeah, they were stuck for, like, a really long time, and so they made a bunch of snowmen, which I love. It's not small town, but it's, like, a small town-esque thing to do.
That fits into your small town corner.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
That's awesome. The fact that they were able to do it, be positive about anything, I would
make
be...
a snowman. I haven't made a snowman, and it's all adults, too, mostly. It's
like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's, like, two dudes... well, I guess it's like a dad and a son, but it's not like just little kids. Mm-hmm. It's not like mom and dad being like, okay, you got to get out of the car, go make a snowman. It's like adults being like, yeah, let's make these snowmen. I love that. I haven't made a snowman, in years.
Did you get, this is going to be a dumb question. Did you get snow in Wyoming? Do they get snow? Yeah.
Yeah. So much. this last week has been insane. But now it was all last week in Wyoming. I check the weather every day in my hometown to see what it's at. It's been like negative 15 there.
Oh my gosh.
It snowed all the week before that. And now today it just went up to like 42. So everything's melting and then it's supposed to rain and then snow and then go back to being 10 degrees. So it's going to be
just tumultuous,
insane. So icy. And our friend, the wind, he's going to be visiting. With like, it's just gonna be crazy. Yeah, Wyoming gets a ton of snow, or yeah, soda. And then I lived in Montana, and it also gets a lot of snow. Let's see, Animal Corner.
Yeah.
Okay. A team of Navy-trained dolphins is going to be the planet's basically last hope. There's a type of porpoise called vaquitas, and it's one of the world's most endangered marine mammal species. And so there's a group of military dolphins, which, first of all, did you know that dolphins have been military trained?
Yeah, I'm pretty well versed in my my aquatic life. There's a lot of aquatic life that's military trained. No, I have had absolutely no idea.
They're called SEAL Team 6.
They called them SEAL Team 6? I mean, I get it, but it just seems like a wasted opportunity for something funny. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're trained to deep dive and use sonar skills to locate undersea mines and stuff.
Whoa.
So they're trained by the Navy. Yeah, this whole article, I was like, okay, what? Military? I had no idea. So in the last ditch effort to save the porpoise species, they're hoping that dolphins will be able to go out and find the porpoises because there's so few of them left. They need to find them
and protect them.
So so that the latest report on this type of porpoise is that there's only 60 right now in the wild.
That's not very many.
Yeah. So in order for them to like collect them, get a handful of them, and breed them in a safe area. They're gonna send out
that
the SEAL team.
That's like so do you think that would be made into like a Pixar movie?
Yes.
Or like a live action Disney?
Oh, like a Free Willy.
Because they love
yeah.
their dolphins over there.
They do.
At the WD.
Yeah, there's a lot of like what was that movie, Andre, back in the day with the girl with the,
yeah.
the seal.
They did two Dolphin Tale movies.
Oh, that's right. And
it's,
then
that's gonna turn out to not even be
too
Disney
many,
and
too
I'm
too many Free Willys. I mean, I don't know, it's all in the same category for me.
Yeah.
It's like kids' movies with animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's Disney.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's... not everyone is sold on the SEAL team. The World Wildlife Fund,
because they think it's seals, or they
they're like, it's got, if you, I'm not super into this idea unless you name it Dolphin Team. But he was the Omar Vidal, who's the director general of WWF, the wildlife, mm-hmm. not the wrestling.
Yeah.
He was just quoted saying, "I don't like this idea at all." Because because I guess there's a risk of maybe killing the vaquita when trying to catch them.
Oh, okay. So, okay. So,
yeah. So I guess, I mean, so the plan is to send out the SEAL team of dolphins.
Yeah. And just
grab vaquitas from wherever
back.
They're hiding and bring them back.
Jeez. Well, hopefully that goes well.
It is like a movie.
It really is. A SEAL team of, well, maybe in the, never mind. We're not going to pitch. We're not going to come up with an idea for this movie right now. But I was reading something on Reddit recently about another, like a species that's like not in good shape as far as potentially being extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously don't have the numbers in front of me, but there's like a certain amount.
I would love if you did.
I know.
I would love
I
if
wish.
You had it in your back pocket.
I really, well, yeah, I just carry it. I think it becomes increasingly more difficult to revive a species, and this is going to be self-explanatory, the less numbers you have.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a number threshold that really makes it difficult.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that has something to do with just like genetics being too close. Like all of the species is now going to be genetically very similar because there are so few they have to breed. So that's a problem too.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like it could turn into a Hills Have Eyes situation
yeah.
with animals, like
yeah.
inbreeding type of thing.
Yeah, which is an awful way to think about it. But so hopefully maybe they have some dolphins that are also scientists. That would really help.
I mean, they have Navy dolphins. There could be scientist dolphins down there.
Let's not limit dolphins to what they used to be able to do. They can do anything now.
It's like a... Yeah, Finding Vaquitas, the newest Pixar movie. Also, I don't know if I'm saying that right at all. I'm just assuming that I am, because it looks like it's, you would say it, Vaquitas.
That sounds good.
A Vaquitas.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out. I mean, I could see them. I feel like this is a bad pitch meeting where they all were sitting around a table, like the admin, and like, okay, what if we? I know we'll send some dolphins out.
Yeah,
because they can find mine, so they'll catch them. They'll bring them back.
Yes, we're going with that one. This guy, no one else wants to work on an idea,
yeah.
so we're going with that.
George is just scared of diving, so he would rather send a dolphin. Well, now we're at the time where I get to ask you about a personal, either a time in your life you received good news, or you were able to give somebody else good news in a way that affected you positively, or just any old thing you can think of that was like a positive happening in your life.
Cool. That's kind of how I went down the list after you told me I would need one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, cool. What's some good news I've received? All right, I don't have really anything interesting. What's some general stuff that maybe a friend has, or just a good thing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is such a small thing, but I think it's a cool thing. One of my friends, love seems like a really difficult thing a lot of the time.
I mean,
Is that a fair, that's a fair guess? I'm perpetually single, so I don't deal with this stuff, but I have a friend who was dating a lot of people for a long time and never really found like a person she really connected with. Mm-hmm. But then the guy she's with now, who she lives with, he's a friend of mine too. He's an awesome guy. Everything has just been so easy for them in this relationship. And I understand that not every relationship is going to be that way. Not every like successful, awesome relationship is going to be like that. when that happens, that's great because they're so difficult. And I feel like for the most part, when I hear people talking about their relationships, it's like the struggles and the difficulties of it. Mm-hmm. And then those don't always last, but
Yeah.
So I guess my good news, my story is like my friend, this is like the easiest relationship they ever have. Aww. Like everything it's great. They communicate really well. They're both on the same page and the same stage in that relationship too. Like
That's great.
Like recently he wanted to talk to her. He was like, we should talk about like wedding stuff in the future. Like, what are you thinking? And she was like, yeah, I think we should talk about that.
Oh, good.
As opposed to being on like, well, I'm not really ready to discuss that.
Yeah, totally different pages. So,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that your good news is that your friend's in love.
Yeah, that's
that's so sweet.
And I hope no one ever expects me to have a personal story about that. But yeah.
No, that is great. I think it's good. Like, it's nice to see people, especially because they shouldn't relationship. I mean, they're always going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be like challenges. Mm-hmm. But when they're like out of this world hard, like every day is a struggle. You're like, you probably should just not be in that.
Yeah.
Relationship. Mm-hmm. That seems too hard.
Sure, we all have friends like that. That's like, that seems like too much work.
That seems too hard.
You're always unhappy. But.
Yeah. Or, and then when you do find one, you're like, oh, this is great. This is so easy.
Yeah.
I just like you a lot, and we talked about stuff, and I feel like you kind of have to go through some shitty relationships, though.
Yeah.
To get there.
Well, and that's where they are. They've, like, been through different, all sorts of relationships, and they're at the time in their life where they know what they want, and they're not gonna settle for something that's not that, which is I think why it's worked out so well.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Good news, Connor's friend.
Thanks. I would say her name, but I mean it's not even a personal thing, but I don't know.
You don't need
I'll
to
just
say
leave
her
it
name.
As a mystery. She's a mystery
yeah.
woman. And then I'll tell her that I talked about her on this podcast and she'll want to go hear her name and then it won't be anywhere.
Talked about you all in the good news.
Exactly.
Well, good news. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone.
Teach and every person. Have a good
Happy
one.
New Year to all. Oh, wow. We really did. We're at 57 minutes right now.
Wow.
What a nice, compact.
Perfect. We're rounding it out perfectly. At 60 minutes?
Yeah. Thank you so much, Connor, for
coming
today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for staying here for 2 hours when I told you it would just be one. And
it's okay.
Thanks for wearing so many Kings things.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Kings sweater, a Kings comfy pants, and then
comfy
I stole
pants.
Charles' LA Kings hat, so it's different, but it works.
I like how you tried not to say sweatpants.
They're comfy pristine lounging pants. I got these for $20 at a Ross in Las Vegas. I was like, well, I don't see Sacramento King stuff anywhere I'm buying this. So that's why I have it.
They're great. Great pants.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everyone. Oh, I do have a sign off. I just always forget to do it. Good news later.
Good. I'm not going to say anything after that. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Thanks for listening to the Good News Podcast. If you want to check out any of the articles or photos on the blog, or send me somebody who you think is making great news, go to HelloHank.com. And if you like the podcast, rate and subscribe.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.